So there may still be a few, maybe a lot. I mean, we don't really know because we haven't taken a poll yet. Voters who are undecided going up towards next Tuesday. So what would you say to anybody who still doesn't have their mind made up, who isn't sure, you know, who they want to vote for council?
Well, I think something that really distinguishes me from the other candidates is that I will not take contributions from big developers. I know that it's legal. I know that it's tempting because I have had offers. But we need to be beholden to the voters. And business is a very important component to the success of Culver City. But at the end of the day, we're looking out for the residents. And when you have more money coming from businesses than you do people, I it's hard for me to imagine that that wouldn't affect your decision making.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's something that is very important to me, and I think it's it should be important to the voters as well.
Mm-hmm. So we had mentioned a little bit off the record about, you know, people commenting on your hair or how you're dressed. The Hillary Clinton sort of thing. It's not about what you're wearing, but you are going to be getting that focus. I mean, no one is going to ask any of the other candidates why they're not home with their kids or when's the last time they made dinner for their spouse. And you are going to get some reflection on that. So what would you say to those people who consciously or unconsciously may feel that this is more of a man's job?
Well, we've had 3 women council members since 1917.
4 actually, but one of them stepped in to end her husband's term. So yeah, he was gone.
So I think that Culver City is beyond that era.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, being a woman is a real advantage because I think a lot of us, men and women, feel that balance is vital.
Mm-hmm.
The health of our city. Obviously, just being a woman doesn't give you superpowers and doesn't, you know, it doesn't...
I know, it would be so handy if it worked that way.
and in other words, it's not enough in and of itself.
Sure.
But if you have the other qualifications, including being able to communicate effectively, being able to come to consensus, being able to analyze policy in order to make good policy, if you have the long view,
right,
then being a woman on top of that adds, other than balance, what other word could we use?
Well, I'm thinking it seems that the point that you're making is that gender diversity is another way of expanding diversity, you know,
yeah,
giving us a wider focus. So.
And diversity is something we need on our council, not just having women, but having more, you know, non-white. It's just time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. It's time.
Yeah.
Culver City is, you know, we'll see with the current census what our demographics are.
Those will be some interesting numbers, yeah.
Yeah, because the last ones date to 2000, which is, you know, that's a decade ago.
Around here, it's the Mesozoic era, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's just time. It really is.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.